Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and week 48 of a year of self-love journal. Y'all, we're at week 48. We're almost at the end of this year of self-love. And I would love to hear how it's been going for you and what you've learned about yourself, what's been hard, what has emerged, what you've explored. I'm Dr. Kira Banks across all socials. So please do share the tea. So this week's affirmation is, I am committed to loving myself even when I'm struggling. It's okay to have a rough day or a rough season. And this one is, it's important to hold on to this because I was doing a post not too long ago on social media about people who are perfectionists and how you can get caught up in this idea that like everything is supposed to be perfect and you need to just do a little bit more and a little bit better. And it's okay sometimes to have things be hard. And that doesn't mean that you're any less just because things are rough. And it might be a rough day or it might be a rough season. And that's just real. And if there's anyone who is with me as a woman going through perimenopause, you know what I'm talking about because everyone's symptoms are different. They're so diffused. Like there's so many systems in our bodies that it can impact. So everyone's story is different. But I will say that for me, there were times when I was just like, I want a 3-day return policy on my reactions because I was finding myself like being so emotional and reactive in a way that I didn't like in the moment felt really real. And then a few days later, I was like, oh, maybe that wasn't necessary to be so tearful or so frustrated or irritated. And so there have been days that are like that, but there have also been weeks and months that are like that. And so I've had to really commit to loving myself, even when I'm struggling, and to be like, I can't throw my whole self away just because I have these periods. And thankfully, I have a partner and people in my life who love on me, even when I'm difficult. But I do think that this is an important affirmation to hold on to. And it's easy to lose sight of. And so one of the exercises this week asks us to think about a difficult event or time that ultimately had a positive effect on who you are today. And I think it's worth doing that exercise because it can remind you of the journey that you've had, of the times when it was tough and how that toughness taught you something about yourself or the world. And so I shared a little bit about, you know, some of the perimenopause stuff, and it's taught me that I need to be more patient with myself, that I need to slow down and my meditation practice or my mobility practice, like for my body and my mind, like it's not just a nice to have, it's a necessary and it helps me. And so thinking about that, it's had a positive effect on me in the sense that like, I'm not ignoring it to the point, like my body and my mind, to the point that I'm at like burnout or, you know, struggling physically, but that I'm thinking about how I can care for myself day in, day out. And these really rough patches have, in a way, forced me, or maybe I should say invited me into thinking about what my love for myself and care for myself looks like on a daily basis, even when it's hard. Another thing that I thought about was just like how there are times when with work, it can just feel really rough and hard. And, you know, what's helped me in those times is thinking about, all right, let's go back to not necessarily the drawing board, but like those strategies that worked for me in terms of mapping out a plan, sometimes by semester and then by week, and then having weekly meetings with myself and putting in the task that I need to do in the calendar so I can see when things are going to happen, which then helps me not have as much stress or anxiety about when are things going to happen. I can look at the plan that I've made for myself. And so when I get away from that and I find myself just feeling stressed by the amount of work I have to do, I can just say, you know what? Let me, I remember when I made this plan and it worked, right? And I know the positive effect it had on me was that I was less stressed. And so let's remember those tools that have worked for us when things have been tough and how they have worked. And honestly, even if they haven't worked, knowing those lessons is also important. Like, we can learn from our mistakes. We can do hard things, and we also can learn how to do hard things different the next time. And so whatever it is for you, whether it's in your relationships, your work, home, love, friendships, think about times when things were tough and what helped or didn't, and what you can learn from those times. I think that's it's a really good practice to be in. It's kind of like looking back to be like, all right, what worked, what didn't? Not judging yourself, not like hanging your head in shame because things didn't go well, or beating yourself up because you didn't do it perfect. Just learn. Love yourself enough to reflect, and love yourself enough to be committed to loving yourself even when you're struggling. And so it's this question of how can we show ourselves kindness or compassion? So one of the questions is, how can you show yourself kindness in difficult times? And, you know, what's that look like? What's soothing to you? You know, how might you even care for yourself if things are really tough? And how might you, if that's hard to access, if you can't say, here's the things that I do that are showing kindness to myself or compassion to myself or soothing to myself, what about a friend? So we've done this exercise other weeks, but like, what if you imagined your friend in the empty chair across from you going through the same thing you are? What would you tell them? What would you say to them? How would you show kindness or compassion to them? How would you soothe them? And then however you would soothe and care and love your friend, then turn that back on yourself. And it sounds simple when I just say it like that, right? But I want you to really try it and think about a time when your friend was going through something really tough. You know, did you talk to them in a berating way, in a condescending way? Did you denigrate them? Did you come down on them because they didn't do things right and perfect? I'm not saying you might not have been hard on them, but typically, we will speak more harshly to ourselves in our head than we would to a friend. And so it doesn't mean that we don't hold our friends accountable, but we show compassion. So how can we practice that same compassion with ourselves? So that's a really important piece of this week that stood out to me. And then one of the big things that I want you to think about in these difficult times, we often have big feelings. Like I said, there are times where I'm like, I need a return policy on that. One thing I want you to think about is to really honor your feelings, that they are sometimes like barometers or guideposts to where you need to go, what you need to do more of or less of. And so honor them in that they are trying to tell you something about yourself, about your experience. And know that typically when we have big emotions, they don't last intensely longer than about 20 minutes. They can come, they can crescendo, like get bigger, and then they kind of like a wave will come and they'll go, they'll ebb and then they'll flow. And so don't be scared, if you can, when you are feeling a big emotion. Honor them, be curious about it. Know that it's trying to tell you something, and also know that it'll pass. So if you're that type of person that's like, oh, I don't know that I can cry or break down or be vulnerable, it's too scary, just know that it won't last for always. Like, you're not going to stay in that place for hours. Our physical body and our psychological mindset, our health can't handle that. So know that it's not going to last for always, but it's okay to honor them and to really feel them. And the last thing I'll say is, yes, this week is about noticing the difficult times and like how you can love yourself through them. And also, I want you to celebrate the wins. So when it was difficult and then it wasn't anymore and you overcame or you got through or you endured, like celebrate those wins. Don't just be like, oh yeah, whatever. Like, it was tough and now it's not as tough. So make sure that as much as you might give yourself a hard time in the tough times, that you also celebrate yourself when you've gotten through those tough times, when you've gotten over that hurdle, that hump, and you're through the hard stuff for the time being, because right, life is about doing hard things. And so how can we do hard things better? So I'm curious how things are going for you as we get to the end of the year, y'all, week 48. So I'm Dr. Kira Banks across all socials. Would love to hear from you. And I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.